From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The Missouri Department of Transportation will start work on a $1.14 million bridge improvement project in Callaway County next week. According to a release from MoDOT, the bridge on Highway 63, where the road crosses the Katy Trail, will go down to one lane in each direction during preliminary work, which will take place at night. MoDOT plans to replace the decking on the southbound bridge, which will also widen it slightly. MoDOT spokesperson Sally Oxenhandler says with the busy summer months approaching, MoDOT will work hard to avoid disrupting travel.
We are trying to be very sensitive to some of the bigger events and holidays that are taking place. So the bridge won't be totally closed until after Memorial Day, and then we hope to have it open before the solar eclipse on August 21.
Oxenhandler says preliminary work on the project will start next Wednesday, and the project is due to be completed in September. Missouri lawmakers have approved legislation on sales tax increases for the St. Louis Zoo. Today, senators voted to send the bill to Governor Eric Greitens. If signed, the bill would allow ballot initiatives to be brought in St. Louis City and St. Louis County to raise taxes by up to 0.8% to fund the zoo. The measure would also allow the zoo to charge admission for new facilities for people who live in counties that don't adopt a zoo tax. Naloxone is a potentially life-saving drug that can prevent opioid overdose deaths and is now available at Hy-Vee stores without a prescription in four states, including Missouri. KBIA's Carter Wadeel has more.
Hy-Vee is the latest major pharmacy chain to carry naloxone without a prescription in Missouri after Walgreens and CVS made similar announcements last year. The drug is administered in a nasal spray or injection and can save the life of someone experiencing an opioid overdose. Brandon Kasterison is with the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse in St. Louis. He says naloxone is a must-have for anyone close to someone who could be at risk of an overdose.
Just like you have a fire extinguisher on hand just in case something goes bad in the kitchen, you have naloxone on hand just in case there's an opioid overdose.
Opioid-related deaths in Missouri have risen noticeably in recent years. In 2014, the rate of those deaths was over 4.5 times larger than 15 years prior, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Carter Wadeel, KBIA News.
MU is cutting 12% of its budget from all schools, colleges, and divisions on campus in fiscal year 2018, according to an email from Interim Chancellor Garnett Stokes. The email mentioned personnel losses and the reallocation of certain programs, but did not say which departments or programs stood to face the most cuts. One cost-cutting measure could be to reassign the Truman School of Public Affairs under the College of Arts and Science. And other proposed changes include moving the Environmental Health and Safety Department to the General Services Building and sharing common services across units. Final details won't be shared until after June 1st, but in the meantime, MU will hold two forums next week for input and suggestions before the budget has to be submitted to UM System President Moon Choi on May 19th. A new report from the National Council on Teacher Quality praises Missouri for its thorough teacher certification tests. Kate Walsh is president of the Research and Advocacy Group, and she says Missouri is the only state that requires teachers to pass tests in all four sciences.
What Missouri does, it says, is you can't do well on the biology portion of the test and really badly on the physics portion of the test and use that biology score to compensate for the physics score. So, gosh, that makes so much sense. Why doesn't every state do it?
The report also ranks five Missouri undergraduate programs in the top 90th percentile nationally, but it also says the state and the nation as a whole provide inadequate training in classroom management. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.